Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There has been a major backstage change to AEW Creative. Plus, we had a huge title switch and a shocking next challenger on AEW Dynamite. For Thursday, September the 30th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I thought it would be fitting. We have the Tag Team Championship Eliminator Tournament tonight in honor of those Tag Team Championships, which are held, ironically, by the Young Bucks. I thought it would be a great moment to introduce the most valuable player of the NBA. No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. The MVP of the NBA. Yeah, I mean, I'm not making this up. For AEW Rampage, ladies and gentlemen, the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Some details have come to light about changes to the creative process within AEW. This comes from Cassidy Haynes of Bodyslam.net. Cassidy says, sources within the company have told me that the creative was essentially completely taken away from the EVPs. We are talking about Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes, and the Young Bucks, as basically everything now comes through or down to Tony Khan. AEW talents are allowed and encouraged to pitch ideas and give suggestions, but creative is absolutely Tony Khan's prerogative now. At one point, Cody Rhodes was the only EVP to regularly attend office meetings and was an office regular. But that role, as well as his input with creative, have greatly diminished. Matt Jackson's EVP role, as I was told, has been assisting his wife Diana with merchandise. And Nick Jackson is focused on handling BTE, their YouTube series. Additionally, it was stated that Kenny Omega is very hands-on with AEW games and the gaming side of things, as well as his role of helping to put together the women's matches. So it seems like initially with creative, everybody in all the EVPs were getting together and putting the show together. It seems like Tony Khan is now running that side of things, whilst the EVPs are running all the stuff on the periphery of that, the merch, the games, and all the other stuff that comes with running a business like AEW. But now, all the big ideas are going through Tony.
Sammy! JTH!
That was last night on AEW Dynamite. Sammy Guevara becoming the new AEW TNT champion in the main event of the show. Great match between him and Miro. And it was after the show finished that a tweet from Bobby Fish started doing the rounds, saying that he wanted the first shot at Sammy Guevara. A promo from Guevara aired during the first commercial break of the show that followed Dynamite, Roads to the Top, in which Sammy Guevara accepted the challenge of Bobby Fish. The former Undisputed Era member will make their AEW debut next week on Dynamite Anniversary. Can't wait to see Bobby and Sammy Guevara going one-on-one. Also, next week, for AEW Anniversary episode of Dynamite, for the first time since May last year, we're going to get a casino ladder match to determine a future world title contender. Now, no competitors have yet been announced, but this is always a fun match. Brian Cage was the one who won the first one back in 2020. It was the night that he made his debut and the night that he earned a match for the AEW world title. So expect shenanigans on the casino ladder match front next week at Dynamite Anniversary. Also, last night on AEW, we saw Leo Rush make his return to the company in a video package calling himself LBO Leo. It was revealed shortly afterwards online that Rush is All Elite. Now, Leo Rush had recently said he was retiring from in-ring action when he completes his commitments to New Japan of America, but it seems as if the bug has got him once again and Leo Rush has signed to join All Elite Wrestling full-time. Here comes the money. Here we go. Shane McMahon has been absent from WWE TV for quite some time, something that no doubt many people are fine with. But Fightful Select have given us an update on the status of Shane McMahon. They inquired about his current position within the company. Fightful have been told he was no longer with the company originally, but upon further investigation, they were told that Shane McMahon actually is still a WWE talent and under a deal. The report also says that Shane McMahon is rarely, if ever, seen at WWE HQ. Now, this would suggest that Shane McMahon's backstage role within the company has very much stopped, but he still has a deal as a contracted performer, which may suggest we'll see Shane McMahon popping up again in the future. I'll be sure to let Ross know.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's Amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I would like to take this opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Brody Lee, and I am the Exalted One.
And now the song.
And finally, mentioned last night on AEW Dynamite on the special Brody Lee John Huber Life Celebration episode of the program that the John Huber Legacy Foundation has been set up. The wife and the brother of the late great Brody Lee announced on Wednesday night's show that the John Huber Legacy will focus on providing support to people in creative fields who have not taken the next step in the career they choose because of family obligations. So from next year, the foundation will select a group of creative individuals and they will support them with resources, connections, practical skills, and direct funding. They'll meet throughout the year with those individuals to learn from experts in areas including business planning, artist management, public relations, brand management, finances, and intellectual property law. These are skills and connections that are going to help provide for their families whilst helping them pursue their dreams as well. Amanda Huber, the widow of Brody Lee, says that John almost gave up on his dream of wrestling because of his family, but he got the call to move to WWE while we were in the hospital with our first child. I can't think of a better way of honouring his commitment to family and his career to help other people who are facing the same dilemma. You can find out more by going to AEW on Twitter. YouTube.com/Cultaholic for a brand new episode of Straight to Hell with Ross Tweddle, in which Ross speaks to wrestlers and wrestling-minded individuals about the things in the sport that we love they would send straight to hell. His guest this week is EC3.
First offering would be professional wrestlers on social media just sucking. It tweets, crappy Instagrams, just dumb stuff, like the complaining and the whining and the kind of like shaded jabs, like I'm not being utilized, I'm not being pushed, blah blah blah. Like if you have a issue, take it up. Be a man or a woman. Take it up with who's in control of your narrative. Stop hiding behind that. Stop getting the bubble behind you to reaffirm your feelings, like, oh, I got 14 retweets on this. Who cares? It's 14 people. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you do with yourself. So stop complaining. Stop, I don't know, putting up fake motivation. Stop lying and stop breaking kayfabe. Like, all right, like, oh man, like if I see a wild emotional release of a fight on television and then I go to somebody's social media and like, had a great match with a good friend, we did this and this, like that just takes me out of it, man. So I don't know, whatever. That would be one.
Straight to Hell with EC3 on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, and join Sam Driver tonight from 6 p.m. British summertime at twitch.tv/cultaholic. Lots of fun to be had on a Thursday night with our very own Sam Driver. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.